If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. We are in the thick of the holiday season, so I thought it would be fun to throw in a really fun episode here about crafting. So there are three crafts that I recommend during the season that I really love doing, and you can decide what level you would like to do them, or if you don't want to do any of them, just enjoy this episode. You can hear the things that I really like to craft. Okay, so first up, kid ornaments. You probably had to know that this is going to be top of my list. I love kid ornaments, okay? Now, do I put them on my main tree? No, I do not. At my house, we have three Christmas trees. There's one in my office. If you're on my YouTube channel, you can see the one in my office. And I switch this one up with the ornaments on it every year. Then I have my main tree that I put in my living room, and I even did a reel on. If you go to my at Karina Gardner feed, you can see it there. And then we have a third tree, and I very often do not show this tree, not because it's not awesome, but because it's just very personal and private for me. And that is our kid tree. It goes in our movie room every year. And on this tree is just, oh my gosh, you guys, the best ornaments. Crazy pictures of my oldest daughter, Ruby, when she was little. Just the fun, crazy stick reindeer, the snowflakes my kids made. Of course, all those ornaments that have like the pictures of them during that year. You guys, those are the best ornaments. We even have a few of my husband, Josh, from when he was little, like with the can. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like the can, and then there's a picture in the middle, and they've got glitter on the outside. These are not perfect ornaments, but they are perfection. I love these ornaments. If you have a chance to make one with your kids, of your kids, get one from school. They're the best, okay? If you're someone who doesn't have kids, but you have like fur babies, or maybe even pictures of yourself or your spouse or your partner, I think those are great things to celebrate as well. So we have three animals, and I was thinking, oh, we don't have any pictures of any of our animals up. And we have a dog, Thunder, and then we have two cats, Emmy and Boo. And I was thinking, gosh, this year might be the year that we have to make animal ornaments. Like, I might force my kids to take pictures and make ornaments of them, because that'll be really, really fun. Very often we also, I gift every year my kids each an ornament, something throughout the year, something that reminds me of them. And it'll be simple, like maybe 1 year. In fact, I know 1 year that Ruby got a dog because the dog is hers. Felicity got a cat because the cats are hers. And I think Charlie also got a dog just because he loves Thunder. So I think it's a fun way to remember some of the things that, you know, has gone on in your household in Christmas years past, because it really is the end of the year. And I like thinking about it as the end of the year, getting ready to swoop right into the new beginning of the next year. So I love kid ornaments, or any kind of like just mismatched ornament situation. Okay. Clearly not perfect, but just amazing. Okay. My second I'm going to put on here is an advent calendar. I think there's something very, very fun about counting down the days to Christmas. Now, I want you guys to know, I also don't believe in if you do not have time to make like the crazy amazing craft, right? I love the crazy amazing craft. You guys know this. You can go check out my gingerbread house on my Instagram feed at Karina Gardner Paper Crafts. I love the crazy, big, amazing projects. I love them, okay? But I also think there's a real place for quick and easy things. So even in Ink Club this year for our November monthly downloads, which were past that, but in the November downloads, I put a whole bunch of our Advent prints so that people didn't have to actually make something. They could literally just send it in to print it for a dollar or whatever. And I did that for myself as well this year. I knew I didn't have time to do a crazy advent calendar. And so instead, I did a printout and I framed it. And it's been awesome, you guys. So don't be afraid to, I call it a craft, but I just printed it out this year, which is amazing, okay? So I love advent calendars. I think counting down to the Christmas is such a fun way to do things. I even actually like, if you are far beyond and like, Karina, I cannot do a single craft this season. It is so crazy. It is so busy. I can't handle it. I even like the darn ones you get for a buck at the grocery store that have the chocolates in it. I just think there is something fun about counting down to Christmas. Okay. My last one is, I want to call it an album, but honestly, anything that's going to allow you to keep some pictures of what you did in the season all in one place. Every year I do an album and I do not do one every year. You guys have heard me talk about my 25 Days of Christmas album. I don't do one every year, but whenever I do them, I am so happy I did because I flip back through those things and they make me super happy. So I wouldn't say you don't have to do 1 through 25 days. Don't feel like you have to. But just think about what are ways you can keep all those memories together so that you have them for later. Because your kids are going to grow up and it's so important to have some of those pictures that you can remember. Maybe all you're doing is, you know, my family feed on Instagram, which is private, I really do it for me. I am keeping those pictures there so I have a place so I can build books from them later, okay? So if that is all you can do this season, do it, you guys. Whatever it's going to take to get those photos in one place. I love an album because I actually like having a physical book. And so even if you're not doing 1 through 25, even if you could only capture 5 and put them in a little album, maybe even purchase it instead of papercraft it, then I think that's worth it to have those 5 pictures, okay? I think it really matters. So some kind of fun, crafty album. Some of you will get crazy with this. I've seen the most amazing paper craft albums out there. You guys are killing it, just doing beautiful work. And if that's your thing, oh my gosh, by all means, keep going with that awesome creativity. It's so, so fun. So those are 3 suggestions for paper crafts that you can do this season that maybe won't even take up that much time for you, right? Print out an advent calendar, sit down for an hour and bust out that glitter and make a fun ornament with your kids. And then just remember to snap some pictures and put it somewhere that you can actually see them a little bit later. All right, you guys, I'm so, so happy to be here with you. If you have been interested in a crafting membership, if you are just a diehard crafter, I have an exclusive membership just for you. It's called Ink Club Creative. And I know right now we have like lifetime deals going on. Normally the cost of this monthly membership is $47. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/InkClub to see if we have a deal going on right now for Christmas. Because you can get in at whatever price it is and that will be your monthly price. So you get lifetime access to that. And we try to do like $500 worth of downloads. You can come be part of the hashtag Ink Club style that is so fun that we just barely launched. So come join us. It's super fun. We'd love to have you. We'd love you crafting and quilting with us. We do both. And in 2022, we're going to be doing even more than that. So we always do kind of a fun, crazy, off the wall thing every single month. We always have quilting. We always have crafting, and then we always do something else. And in December, we're watercoloring. Actually, we're doing gouache. We're not doing watercolor, it's gouache, so opaque watercolor. So that's the thing we're doing. Next month, I can't even tell you what we're doing. So You're just going to have to come check it out because it is so much fun.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.